All right, motherfuckers, this is a special episode today. Today I am chilling in the car. We're driving right now in my small little town. And I got my boy Pimpin' Motherfucking G. What's good, Pimpin' Motherfucking G?
What up?
You might have seen him on my Small Town Cali podcast episode. You got to check that out. If you haven't on YouTube, check it out. Small Town Cali podcast episode / Pimpin' G. And that episode will come out. Well, you already know it's Chris G, motherfuckers, and Straight Outta Fowler podcast. And today we're doing the car drive episode. We're in the 2018, and I'm driving a 2002 525i white BMW in California, motherfuckers. No. Here's a tip. Do whatever you makes you feel happy. Everyone always told me when I first got my car, like, why would you get a fucking BMW? Why the fucking... Oh, that you're so stupid. It's so expensive. And whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. I was like, you know what? I just felt that point in my life. I was like, I've always wanted a BMW. And I was like, I'd rather... I want to get the motherfucker. You know what I mean, pimp? You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck who everybody says. You know, I've had it for like 5 or 6 years almost. Then... It's reliable. Yeah, it's a little pricey. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Every car nowadays in 2018 is pricey. So, you know, I took a chance. I love the car. You know what I mean? It's almost done. You know what I mean? This era of my life is almost done. I might get rid of it soon because it's just like, you know, I love the car, but I think I want something more modern, more 2018, not 2002. Even though I enjoyed this car, I love the body frame, I love the color. It's like and it has peanut butter seats. For the motherfuckers that don't know what peanut butter seats are, Pim, you're going to have to tell them what the fuck it is. Basically, the inside of my car looks like it's smeared with peanut butter. So I love that, you know what I mean? When I first got it, I didn't know what peanut butter seats until one of my homies, you know what I mean? Like, damn, dude, this is that shit. The rappers talk about peanut butter seats, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, shit, you're right, dude, peanut butter seats, you know what I mean? Damn. And I remember what he told me one time. He's like, dude, this car is fucking dope as fuck, bro. You got a cocaine white with peanut butter seats. I'm like, damn, what the fuck, bro? I never heard that kind of fucking talk. You know what I mean? I was like, this dude was telling me that shit. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Basically, I'm just describing the car we're in. We're just chilling, driving around town, wasting gas. You know what I mean? Even though gas is like $4 or $5 a gallon, you know what I mean? It's not cheap. But we're just bored and we felt like trying something new. My boy was in town. We haven't linked up for a minute. Been both grinding, and then it's time to link up. So we're like, let's just do something fun. You know what I mean? It's the weekend. You know, ain't nobody got no job and got shit to do. And my Pimpin' G's rolling through, and we're just chilling. So now that I'm done talking about that, about the fucking the car and the slang that were you telling me, well, let's get into this shit. I know you wanted to bring something up, but I didn't know what you wanted to bring up, Pimp. Did you want to talk about some shit? You know what I mean? I know we're getting feedback from the last episode, that episode with the hemorrhoids and assholes. You know, people are like, what the fuck? What the fuck is that shit? You know what I mean? That's so random as fuck. I was like, you know what? I just felt like, you know, I'm venturing in all these in this podcasting market, and I'm like, I'm doing another podcast. I'm doing my own podcast, Small Town Cali podcast. Then I'm doing a podcast for 75 Girl Records. And this podcast is just another fun one. I wanted to try something more funny, more where I can, you know, be insane and, you know, just a different avenue of what I want to talk about or be or a personality I want to build. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to have fun with this shit. You know what I mean? I want it to be more comedic, more fun, more random. You know what I mean? Not my other podcasts. I'm doing my thing. I'm grinding. I'm trying to get out there. You know what I mean, Pimp? You know what I mean? I'm doing it all. I'm trying to advance. I'm trying to make myself worthy of doing this. You know what I mean? I'm doing it for the culture too. You know what I mean? Like Small Town Cali, that podcast, man. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know what I mean? Because you were one of the first guests on that episode. You were like one of the first guests on there. You know, like before I hit my fifth episode, you're already on the podcast, and you know what I mean. Where you're just chopping it up a little bit about the rap shit. And I know you haven't been doing it because it's just, you know, it's just, you just figured out, ah, it's not my thing right now. I gotta focus on, you know, some health issues I'm dealing with, and you know what I mean. I understand that, so that's cool, man. I'm just proud to say, hey, thanks. You know what I mean. You helped me in the beginning. You know what I mean. I want to give a shout out to a few other motherfuckers. You know, like Joe Dingo, Dankston, Danny Minch, Gio and Giovanna, etc. I'm just saying naming those because those were the first episodes, like D-Boy and fucking Felix from Boom Boom Brady, and you know what I mean, Corinne Cruz. There's a lot of people that I want to just give a shout out to, every single motherfucker that's been on my podcast, you know, that's fucked with me and show me love, and I'm showing everybody love, you know what I mean. I love doing it. It's the funnest shit. I never thought I'd be doing this podcast. Like, I didn't see it coming. It hit me like a fucking, like a train, you know what I mean. I didn't see this shit coming, dude. I just, like, I had a few ideas. Because my boy, like I said this one time when I got interviewed on TV by Ana Luis. She's also a singer. She had interviewed me for a fucking, to go on the local TV channel and talk about podcasting, what I do, and you know what I mean. I was like, yeah, I wanted to do it. You know, I reached down. She said, yeah, I'll get you on. Boom. I remember she asked me, like, how did I start it? And then, you know what I mean? Cousin Ski, you know, only you would know who Cousin Ski is. Shout out Jay. Shout out Jay Hernandez, Untouched Riches. Check him out. Check out his shit. I know right now he's working on getting his shirts and clothing line and all that ready. He's just, you know, some delays happen, and that's the way this industry and this game is. But, you know what I mean? Do your thing, my boy. Keep grinding till you shine. You feel me? I'm here with me. Shout out for me and Pimp. I know you out there in Colorado or Vegas or who knows where you at, my boy. I want, you know, let me give a quick description about how I feel this Cousin Ski this right now. This is my boy. He used to live out here in Fowler. He moved out, I want to say last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember. But he moved out of Fowler, went to Vegas, went to Colorado. He's just, like, trying to find himself and trying to see what he wants to do with his life. And he's not sure. He just felt like he needed to get out of this environment. And he felt like there was no growth for him here. He's like, I need to venture out and, you know, try shrooms and trip out. He's like, you know what I mean, go to the next level of consciousness and just, like, better himself, basically. You know what I mean? And, you know, I keep in touch. And then he's talked about this clothing line. Then he did a little bit of acting. Then I think he was doing music. You know, he's just trying every avenue that he can do. So I want to give a huge shout out to him. Check out Untouched Riches was the brand that he's working with. But I'm not sure if he has anything new cooking up. You know what I mean? I know I've been talking so much, Pimp, but I just giving some shout outs and showing up there, motherfuckers, you know what I mean? That's the only way, you know. I remember when I started off with one like on, or one view, and the first few views, I was so happy when I started being watched. Just, you know what I mean? It's just, you gotta be consistent as fuck, and opportunities will come your way, and you know what I mean? I just get motivational when I talk about people, you know what I mean? Because it's inspiring, dude. People inspire you to keep going, and you sit there and think, why am I doing this? I'm doing it for myself, but then I'm doing it because people want to see, and people are willing to watch, and why not? You know what I mean? Feel me? You good? My boy's pimping sleep. He's sleeping right now. Wake that ass up. You can't be sleep. I know the car ride's enjoyable, but you gotta... I gotta actually stay awake to finish driving this motherfucker. It's fucking like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're bored as fuck. And it's like, let's just do a podcast. I ain't gotta work tomorrow. So, you know what I mean? We just said, fuck it. Let's just do another podcast. Second one of the night. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to a few other podcasters. You know what I mean? There's a new... new podcasters I just met. Well, one of them, he's from LA area, and he has his podcast called the Mega Man Hour Podcast. Check him out. He's just starting out. He's probably under 10 episodes in. Real cool guy. He's talking about his life story and how he raises his kids and working. He likes to go to different breweries and clubs and, you know, just a different, you know, normal dude from LA area, just wants to change his life and start a podcast. And I told him, dude, just do it. Changes your life. And it's fun. It's really, really fucking fun. So shout out to the Mega Man Hour podcast. Shout out GPS Stories, which is George Perez Stories. That motherfucker. And shout out Side Dick Eddie. Those motherfuckers are hilarious. They help inspire me to go on. Shout out to you motherfuckers, man. It's a Mexican and a Cuban. Cuban dudes from LA too. Those motherfuckers are hilarious as fuck, man. Shout out to you motherfuckers, man. Because, you know what I mean? When they interact with me, I totally appreciate that type of shit. When somebody that doesn't, you know, that's already known, and they actually interact with you and fuck with you and, you know, check out your shit and respond. That's when you know, fuck, man. It keeps people pushing when other motherfuckers that are already successful or way more successful than you are they see your hustle, they see your grind, they're like, all right, I see what you're doing, my dude, just, hey, do your thing, man, keep grinding, and stuff like that. That makes me happy, you know what I mean? It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like, damn, man, this shit can actually work, you know what I mean? You don't know what can happen in this world. You don't know what opportunity can get thrown at you, you know what I mean? It's just, boom, it's right there, and you don't even know, you know what I mean? Sorry, I'm just rambling, you know what I mean? You know how I get when I start shouting out motherfuckers, because this shit's coming from the heart, you feel me? I don't care what anyone says. Oh, Chris, you're getting emotional. I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting emotional. I'm just showing real love to real motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Shout out Little Ghost, huh? Those motherfuckers from P-Town, B-Town, you know what I mean? Parlier, California. Shout out Cisco from Delray, California. Shout out Jay motherfucking Llama. Jay Llama fucking with your baby mama and your mama. Sanger, California. You feel me? I'm giving you love to all you motherfuckers. Shout out the points from Fresno. MC Wicks. K Pizzle. DJ Cali Boy. TNO. Sean F. All you motherfuckers, man. Shout out. I'm just giving shout outs today. I'm feeling good. Pim, how about you? How you feeling right now? Huh? You feeling all right, man? You chilling?
A little bit.
You know what I mean? Okay, so let's get a little up tempo. Let's get a little funny here. You have any funny stories you would like the public to know, dude? Anything funny? Huh? Okay, well then you can't think right now. I'll give you a chance to think. But before that, let me ask you a question. I've been starting to ask people on multiple podcasts about on my other podcast, Small Town County. I'm going to make it a tradition on any podcast. Are you an ass man or are you a titty boy?
Titty boy.
Titty boy. Me, I like ass. You like boobs. You know what I mean? Okay, that's a fair. All right. I just felt like I needed to ask somebody that, you know what I mean? I already asked other motherfuckers that. I was like, let's see what my boy Pimpin' G thinks about ass or titties. Let's see. If you could do anything you want in life, what would you want to do?
Anything I want in life?
What's your dream?
My dream is to play like as a I want to play some basketball. Pro basketball.
Pro basketball, huh?
Or maybe NFL.
Or NFL football. So your dream was to play professional sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I think everybody has that dream, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has to have a dream. Some people say, I want to be the best porn star there is. Some people say, I want to be the best sports player there is. Yeah. Some people say, you know what? I want to be the best killer. I'm going to be a hunter. Some people say, and I don't mean that in a bad way, because a lot of hunters get pissed off when you kind of say shit like that. And I understand why, because you got a lot of other fuckbags saying, oh my god, they're animals, you can't kill them, that's bad, and all that other fucking bullshit. Yeah, I understand, but how do you think we survived on this fucking planet? We hunted and killed other shit and ate it. Hello?
We're good.
Not just vegetables. And it's hard because I don't want to talk shit about vegans and all that, but sometimes they just over fucking do it. Tone it the fuck down a little, my peoples. Jesus Christ, I love everybody though. You know what I mean? I the way I go with how I meet when I meet people or interact with people, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I also go off vibes. What about you, Pimp? Do you go off vibes when you meet people? Or how do you deal with meeting other new motherfuckers? You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes you just get this weird energy and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to go with my gut. But then and you give it a shot and you're like, oh, no, this person's actually pretty cool. Or, you know what I mean? It's just it's weird how everything works. I just wanted to see what the fuck how you feel about shit like that. You know what I mean? Like when you meet new people, or do you go out much, or let's talk a little bit about your life, Pimp. A lot of people don't know.
Like what?
Just like interaction with people, like when you're meeting people, like when you go out, or you know. How do you communicate with people? In a way, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, I know.
I asked multiple questions, so that's why I'm sorry. My bad,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It need to be more simple. My question.
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah. Nah, it's cool. I don't know. You know what I mean? We're just like, driving around and, you know, it's weird. We talk a lot. We always talk about shit. You know what I mean? And so yeah. Let's just record our conversation. You know what I mean? Because I do ask you real questions like this in real life, off air and shit like that. You know what I mean? And I just want to see I want to see where your comfort zone is. I want to see where your boundaries are at, what you like to talk about, what you don't. And that's why I'm asking these random questions. You know what I mean? When you drive around, or you just in the car, you just your brain wanders, you know, or at least mine does. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? I could be thinking about what like a random shit like this, or I would just be staring off into the sky, into the stars. You know what I mean? Like the other day, I caught myself fucking. I was in LA. I was at the Forum. I went to go see Drake and Migos at the concert. Oh my gosh! Sold out at the Forum, Inglewood, California. Shout out to LA, motherfuckers. Party hard, they turn up, Migos and Drake, some of the top acts in hip-hop. I went to go see, it was fucking awesome. Took me and my girl, my wife, we went fucking to LA, her little sister, and we met our friends from Santa Barbara there, and we just fucking partied in the parking lot, went to the concert, then I drove all the way back home, 4 hours away, and slept the whole next day. Luckily, I didn't have to work, but you know what I mean? That concert was dope. Do you like Drake and Migos or what, Pimp? You fuck with these new rappers?
Somewhat. Not really.
Huh, I know you like a little bit of Drake.
Yeah, I like a little bit.
Drake's pretty good, you know what I mean? I've rocked with them since, like, when it first was popping, you know what I mean? Yeah. When they first came out with that. October's Very Own, I think that's it. I didn't know his older shit until after I got into that album. But shout out Yamula Baby Lil Wayne. Did you listen to the new Carter album?
Nope.
No? Oh shit, we should listen to that shit, dude. Oh my god. We'll have to do, you know what we should do, Pimp? You know what I mean? One of these other days, we're going to do another episode. We'll review some album. I want you to pick out an album you want to review, and we'll go over a few songs while we play and record a podcast. You know what I mean? Right. I feel like this podcast that I'm doing on this Stratofowler podcast, I just want it to be my crazy self and my crazy self friends. You know what I mean? I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? This Anchor shit, this app you use, the Anchor, it's real cool. It's on your phone. You can be in the car. You can be in at home. You can be on the road. You can be anywhere you want with anyone. And you can do a fucking podcast. And it's a few clicks. And it's distributed to every platform available. Shout out to Anchor, man. I really fuck with this shit, dude. So, besides that, we'll get back to Pimpin' G. But I think I'm going to park this motherfucker now. Because it's hard to drive and talk about shit. You know what I mean? Especially when fucking it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're the only car out driving around the same block for fucking 10, 15, 20 minutes. So let's talk about our town then, dude. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, Fowler, never heard of that place. It's a very small town. Population's at 5,200. So about... You know what I mean? A small little town. You know what I mean? We got maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks, 4 little city blocks of our downtown. It's very tiny. And everybody knows each other over here. Me and my boy Pimp, we went to the same high school, Fowler High School. You know what I mean? He was older than me. But we still went to the same school and shit. So talk about that, man. Let's talk about growing up in Fowler. The podcast name is Straight Out Fowler. We're both from Fowler. We're both Fowler boys. Let's talk about our little town. Let's give a description of, or our perspective of, what Fowler means to us. Feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest. Growing up in Fowler, I kind of disliked that. I felt like, man, there ain't shit here. It's small. I'm tired of seeing the same motherfuckers every day. And, you know what I mean? I can never get out of Fowler because this is all I fucking knew my whole life, bro. I've been in Fowler my whole life. And I'm like, and now that I reflect on it, I feel like, you know what, man? Fucking Fowler ain't so fucking bad, dude. It's small. It's diverse. It's a good town to raise your kids because I'm married and I have 3 kids. I have a 12-year-old. I got a gonna be 5, and I got almost a 2-year-old. A 2-year-old, and it's a beautiful town to raise your kids. A lot of people know each other. A lot of people grew up with each other. But right now, Fowler's at a point where it's growing right now. There's more shit coming. They're going to build a hospital. They're going to build a new Taco Bell with Jack in a Box, a little mall strip. This is just stuff that's been going through the city council and rumors on the Facebook group of Fowler people. And you know, at first, I wasn't believing it because people were saying my whole life that I've been living here it's gonna grow, and it's been growing very, very slowly, but now you're starting to see the growth because Fowler's at a point, like I was saying earlier, that fuck, people now when you go to farmers markets or you go to Fowler parades or anything, you know what I mean, everybody used to know each other, and now people are like, man, who are all these other people I've never seen? All these other families I've never seen or heard, they just moved in. And Fowler's like, oh, shit, our town's getting more crime. And, you know what I mean? Fowler did have a bad crime. Not really, to be honest. Just, like, I live in the center of town where the crime rate is probably a little higher than other parts of towns because, you know, there's a lot of apartments where I live and, you know, we're in the center town by the stores and all that shit. But it was not that bad. It wasn't bad enough where, hey, I can't have my kids playing in the front yard or shit like that. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a, you know, I can't say it was bad, but, you know, the worst shit that could happen are the tweakers stealing your shit. There's a lot of fucking tweakers on this town.
Oh, yeah.
There was, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't want to say our town's full of tweakers because it's not. It's not. But it has its tweakers. And you know what the cops do with these motherfuckers? They catch and release them like fish. You know what I'm talking about, man? They get caught stealing shit. They take them in for a day or two. Or I don't know how it really works, the process works. But then you see them out the next week. Or you know what I mean? It's like, It's a fucking game. It's a game, but you know what I mean? I don't want to disrespect the cops because they protect and serve and shit, you know what I mean? And I respect the police because, you know what I mean, the streets wouldn't be that safe if the police weren't doing their job, even though sometimes they don't get enough credit, but sometimes, you know what I mean? It's 2018 and people are crazy as fuck, you know what I mean? Cops can't protect the whole fucking thing. But besides that, Fowler's a very beautiful town, pimp. I know I've been talking a lot today, but I don't know. I don't know where I was going, pimp. But let's talk about what you feel about Fowler. How do you feel? Huh? You good?
Fucking getting tired of the motherfucker now.
Getting tired, huh? My bad, pimp.
It's alright. Nah. Fucking knock you now. Yeah. Fuck. Nah. So about Fowler?
So you grew up here?
Yep.
You grew up here. How old are you?
29. Shit, I did. For me growing up, I did not know that I was 29 years old.
What?
Yep.
You didn't know you were not 29, nigga?
Yep. I always thought that I was 27, eh?
No way, dude.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
She was crazy.
No way. So you're 29.
Yep.
And you just found out.
Yep.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You just found out you're 29? How do you feel? What did you find? What the fuck? Let's talk about that. What the fuck happened? People, you hear that shit? This motherfucker just found out he was 29. He thought he was 27. Damn, you thought you were that young, huh? So talk about that shit. What happened? This happened how recently?
Shit, for like at least two years.
Oh, so this happened 2 years ago?
No, I barely found
out. Oh, you barely found out?
Okay. So it went like this. I always thought that my year 89 was like a young, you know, age, you know, yeah. Like, you know, 20, at least 26 around there.
Yeah.
And I just thought that, I don't know, it just stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Like, it was just stuck in my head. Yeah.
Oh, so you did, and no one told you that yeah, you just thought. Yeah. So no one said, hey, Pam.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
No one did.
So you just said, I feel like I think I'm 27.
Pretty much.
Yeah, at least you're being honest with that shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
Fuck yeah.
So any other interesting things you want to talk about about you? You know, we touched on Fowler. We touched on, you know, that was random, but, you know, random's always hella cool. Yeah, that was random. You know what I mean? Not every day your boy finds out. He just found out what his real age was. Yeah. 28 years later, 29. So far, or let's go another way. Since we talked about ass and titties, and you say you're a titty boy. Let's talk about some sex. Everybody loves talking about sex stories. You got any fucking sex stories you would like to take out? I'm pimp talking about these bitches you've been fucking back in your day, you know what I mean? Everybody likes talking about pussy. I'll tell you that on this podcast. All the podcasts I listen to, these motherfuckers tell the funniest, craziest story. There's a podcasters that say, hey, they always ask their guests because he makes it a tradition. Ask, hey, do you ever fuck homeless girls? Homeless girls. And some people say yeah, some people say no. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's crazy. Man. Like, you know what I mean? The most randomest shit ever. And that's the way I kind of want to make this shit feel. You know what I mean? Just whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not asking you, did you fuck a homeless chick? But you know,
yeah,
you
got any
funny stories when you fuck. I can tell you a story.
Yeah, I can tell you.
But I prefer to hear your story. You know? Yeah. People want to see who the fuck pimping motherfucking G is.
So I got no stories.
Okay, let's see. What age were you when you lost your virginity? I'm making this shit into a Q&A now. I know, don't feel that way, bro. Just, we're just bullshitting, you know what I mean? And if you don't want to, you just say, hey, next question, bro. Anytime. Don't feel uncomfortable.
I think like 16, 17.
16 or 17. Did you know what you were doing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. I was around the same age. I was 15.
Yeah.
15. 14, 15, or 16. Around that age. I had a kid very young. For the people that don't know, I had a kid when I was 16 years old. You know what I mean? Shit happens when you're young. Yeah. You learn and you move on. You know what I mean? You can't be dreading about the past. Just move on. You know what I mean? Now she's 12 years old and she's very smart and athletic and love. She's just a very outgoing person. But we won't talk about that right now. We're talking about fucking pimping motherfucking G. I forgot what I was saying too. That's a
so I just thought about something that.
What's up? Tell me.
I don't remember.
You just thought about something, but you don't remember. That's my boy Pim.
I fucking lost my head right now, man.
Oh shit, that's fucking hilarious, man. That's what you call a good Friday night here in Cali, you motherfuckers. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah.
I love my life right now, you know what I mean? I got a regular job, I'm doing podcasting on the side, this is fucking, you know what I mean? I support my family, and you know what I mean? I try to have fun with, and do shit that I want to do, you know what I mean? That's it. A little motivational every episode, maybe. But, alright, Pimp. What else, Pimp? I knew you were thinking about something. What's good?
I was, but
You get audio shy. I mean, camera shy, or not camera, audio shy. I'll call it audio shy since we're just audio podcasting. All right. Well, fuck.
I forgot.
You forgot. That's fine, dude. Totally fine, dude. We'll just move on to the next shit. Anything else you want that I should think about? Let me see. I think we'll wrap this motherfucker up.
Yes.
Unless you want any last thoughts before I wrap this motherfucker up. It was a good time, dude. You know what I mean? Like I said, I hope you had fun. We did this shit for 30 something minutes right now, man. It's fucking hilarious shit. It's fucking 2 o'clock in the morning, dude. We ain't got shit to do. It's Friday night. This is California. Straight out of Fowler Podcast with Chris G. And I got the boy Pimpin' Motherfucking G in the building. Yeah. We'll see you motherfuckers next episode. Peace.
See ya.